Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning from the 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to his disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go out or follow them. For if the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left." And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." This is the word of the Lord. Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. True. Take it from someone who lives in the desert. The back of my house, behind me, is open desert. Wide open desert, filled with coyotes and quail and all sorts of creatures. And occasionally, one of those creatures finds its way into our yard. And a bird may fly into the window and kill itself, or a pack rat may find its way into one of my traps, and I need to dispose of what's left. And conveniently, I just fling it over the fence into the desert. And soon enough, the vultures gather. I like to think of it as God providing daily bread for vultures. It's just amazing to me how quickly those vultures show up. You know, they assemble around death. And they sense death. There are other kinds of vultures, too, other than the birds behind my house. We look at other corpses, we see these other vultures. In a way, in our time, the American church is a bit of a corpse. When you look at the statistics, they're startling. 40 million American adults have left the American Christian Church in the last 20 years. The LCMS, well, we've been in decline since the early 1970s. We've planted, since the year 2000, about 600 new churches. 300 of them have closed. So of 900 existing congregations, we're in decline. You can start looking at all the other statistics, you know, before the pandemic, after the pandemic. You can see the decline in the number of people participating in worship. Almost half of our LCMS congregations worship 50 or fewer on average. 75% of our congregations worship 100 or fewer. Statistics. It's a lot of church leaders today, authors, speakers, they're consumed by these statistics. And at a price, they offer some very human solutions to this decline. But the problem with these statistics, between the data and the solutions, is that people lose sight of the true nature of the church. The church is not in decline. The church is never in decline. The church is ever growing, ever expanding, ever reaching. See, they fail to see the kingdom. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is not coming in ways you can observe, or for that matter, analyze. And yet, people around us seem to find great delight in pointing out the decline of the American church. There are people, well, like the people in the days of Noah. Now, it's interesting to me that Jesus describes the time of Noah without making reference to how evil the time was. After all, the whole narrative of Noah begins with God saying that man had become so evil that he was grieved that he had created man. Instead, Jesus talks about people going about the ordinary things of life. See, their concern was not in the kingdom. Their concern were not in the things of God. Their concern were in worldly things. That's what they were wrapped up in. That's what they were consumed by. That's all they cared about. Their greatest sin was a sin of omission. There was no room in their busy lives for the kingdom of God. Well, what about those people in Sodom? I mean, we know how wicked they were, right? I mean, the whole word sodomy comes from that city's name. You know, they were steeped in sexual sins. And yet Jesus doesn't point out their sexual sins. He just talks about not their perversions, but what we would consider just normal everyday life. See, they too were caught up in the daily routines of living with no concern for the kingdom of God. So there are those who compare the church to a corpse that were dying. And yet, it's interesting that it's they themselves that are the corpse. Our culture is a culture of death, a culture without hope, a culture with no solutions. Look at the statistics, the increasing number of nuns, you know, people who say they have no religious affiliation. It's rapidly increasing, especially among younger people in our culture. There's no room for the kingdom of God. There's no interest in the kingdom of God. Life has too much to offer, or so it seems. They want to marry and be given in marriage, even to people of the same gender. They want to earn money and make a good life for themselves, having the best life now, even. And yet the vultures have gathered. The vultures have gathered around the corpse of our culture. We hear the doomsayers. Well, if the election goes this way or that way, it's the end of America. We hear people dividing America into two Americas. One red, one blue. No room for purple. We hear people offering very human solutions, embracing the ways of the people in Noah's day, celebrating the evils of the people of Sodom. There is no concern for the kingdom, no interest in the kingdom, no desire for the kingdom. And so it would be for us. We would not seek out the kingdom of God. We would be just as consumed with the things of the world. We'd be just caught up in the corpse of our culture. But by God's grace, the kingdom has come to you. Jesus said before the kingdom could come that the Son of Man must suffer many things. And indeed he did. The kingdom came to you through a corpse hanging on a cross, a corpse buried in a tomb. But before the vultures could gather, resurrection, life from death, victory over the grave. See, he has brought you out of the corpse of our culture and into the ark of the church. He's buried you with himself in his death. He made your old Adam the corpse. He put it to death. And he raised up a new creation. You've been recreated in holiness and righteousness. He has brought you out of Sodom, sparing you from the destruction of his righteous judgment. So you are not a corpse, but you are alive in Christ. You've been raised with him in his resurrection. You've been made a citizen of his kingdom. And it's a present kingdom. Kingdom right here and now. So you don't have to look for it. You don't have to go there or here to find it. It's right here before you. It's in his word of forgiveness. It's in the waters of your baptism. It's in the body and blood that was shed for you. But this kingdom is also a future kingdom, never diminishing, never ending. A kingdom of no sorrows, no tears, nor corpses attracting vultures. Come, Lord Jesus, and let thy kingdom come. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.